Shalom to all. Today's episode is Shalom Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are starting about the fourth line with the words of Yosef Shem Riechanan. And today's episode sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbas Beka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Bamos Rabbi Yosef says Shem Riechanan Zeh Simen. This is a sign you should bear in mind. Calls Man Sharon Mebefenim Habamos Asuros. And the Aron was inside, it was in the Mishkan. So then Bamos Har Asur, whereas Yatza, if it was removed, if it was out, Habamos Mutaris Bamos Har Mutar. Now Rabbi Zayir Bal Kumi Rabbi Yosef, he asks the follows: Afiul Lashah. What about if the Aron was just removed for a short amount of time? Kigayin Hayda Eli, like at the time of Eli, the Aron was removed from the Mishkan and Shilai for a point of time. Does that mean the Bamos are Mutar? Now, we don't have a full answer to this. However, the Gemara continues with another discussion, and in the course of that, we're going to have an answer, clearly seeing that if the Aron's not in the Mishkan, then that's a heter for Bamos. So now, moving on to the next discussion, and we have to have a little bit of introduction. There's a Mishnah Masechah Zvachim that states that during Shilai, Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni could be eaten B'chol Haraya, if you could see Shilai, so you could eat them there. And then the Mishnah goes on to say that during Noiv and Givin, Kachim Kalim were allowed to be eaten in all cities of Eretz Yisrael. Now, it doesn't mention anything about Maaser Sheni being eaten during Noiv and Givin. That's mashma. The Maaser Sheni had to be eaten in Noiv and Givin itself, not in all cities like Kachim Kalim was allowed to be. The question is, where does this come from? So that's where the Gemara picks up. Ravo says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Sham Sham. We have Exer Shava, Sham Sham. It says the word Sham by Maaser Sheni, and it says the word Sham by the Aron, namely the Aron being placed into the Mishkan. And what's the Limud? Ma Sham Shanemar La'alon, Habamos Asuros, just like the Sham over there by the Aron tells us the Bamos are Asur, Av Sham Shanemar Kan, so too the Sham that's said over here by Maaser Sheni, that tells Habamos Asuros. In other words, in regards to eating Maaser Sheni, we have to eat it in the place where the Mishkan is currently located. Now, Rav Shimon Lakish Ba'al Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, he asks as follows: Me'at, if that's really so, then Ein Aron, Ein Pesach. If there's no Aron, there shouldn't be a Karban Pesach either. And that means that when the Mishkan was in Noiv and Givin, the Karban Pesach would technically have to be eaten only in Noiv and Givin and not in other places, which we know it was allowed to be. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he answers differently: Azkara, Azkara. Really, the limud by Maaser Sheni is not with this pasuk of Sham, because then again, we run into this problem of Karban Pesach. It's a different limud of Azkara, Azkara. We don't actually know which pasukim these are referring to, Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains, but still we have the limud. What is it? Ma'azkar Shanamar Alon, Habam Sasurais, Afaskar Shanamar Kan, regards to Maaser Sheni, Habam Sasurais. And Vichain Hoyer, Rebuter of Shimon Imran, both Rebuter of Shimon say the same thing. Maaser Sheni, Benoiv and Givin, Maaser Sheni had to be eaten in Noiv and Givin and not in all other cities. Now we clarify what we just said, Nicha, Krebuda. This makes sense in Shitas Rebuda, Rebuda Amar, Rebuda had said earlier when we had discussion of Bamais and what type of Karbanais are allowed to be brought on the Bama Gedoyla when Bamais were permitted, Chatas U Pesach Liyachid Bama Gedoyla, and Chatas Pesach Liyachid Bama Ketana. Rebuda holds that a Karban Chatas and Pesach is brought on the Bama Gedoyla and not in Bama Ketana. In other words, as we had said, Shitas Rebuda is that not only the Karban Pesach is allowed to be brought on the Bama Gedoyla, but even a Chayv of a Yachid could be brought by the Bama Gedoyla. So by that same token, Maaser Sheni would have to be eaten in Noiv and Givin, which is the Bama Gedoyla, because Maaser Sheni is a Chayv. However, Krib Shimon, what do we do Shitas Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon or Reb Shimon says, Avat Tzibur Eino Mevi El Masha Kaval V'Kasov. Then we're dealing with Bama Gedoyla, such as Noiv and Givin. Even the Tzibur themselves are only allowed to bring Karbanos that have a set time. But if it's not a Karban that has a set time, even the Tzibur is not allowed to bring it. So why would Reb Shimon say that Maaser Sheni has to be eaten in Noiv and Givin? And the answer is, so Reb Shimon holds, Mishin Nikma Maaser Sheni Oid Loi Pasak. The once Maaser Sheni was established, it never ended. In other words, once the Yidden had the Chiyuv to bring their Maaser Sheni to Shilai, that's when Shilai was established as the first stable Mishkan since they came into Eretz Yisrael, so they had to bring it to the Mishkan over there. And Reb Shimon holds that Chiyuv to bring it to whatever Mishkan it is continued, that's why they would have to bring the Maaser Sheni to Noiv and Givin as well, even though it's not the same status as Shilai. Now, once we wrap up a discussion of Maaser Sheni, we continue discussing this in regards to something else. How do we know that Kaihanim on Lel Pesach are able to be Yotzer the Chiyuv of Matzah with Challah, that's a portion of dough that's given to them, or with Truma, and then that's what their Matzah is made out of? And the Chiddush is, even though other people can't eat it, they could still be Yotzer the Chiyuv. And for Yisrael with Maaser Sheni Pesach, how do we know regular Yisrael could be Yotzer his Chiyuv of Matzah with Matzah that's made out of Maaser Sheni, even though it's only allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim and not any other place? How do you know he could be Yotzer with that? So the answer is Talmud Lamer, the Pasuk says, Teichlu Matzois, and this is really repetition because we already have another Pasuk that says Teichlu Matzois. What do we learn from here? Reba, it's an inclusion, including these other matzahs as well. We continue. Yachal, you might think that Yatsu Dechavasim Bikurim, they could be Yatsu their Chiyuv of Matzah with Bikurim, that's the first fruits. And the answer to that is that no, Talmud Lamer, the Pasuk says, Bechomosh Vesechem Teichlu Matzois. In all your dwelling places, you shall eat matzois. And that tells us the Matzah Nechel is Bechomoshav, that it has to be matzah that could be eaten in any place. Yatsu Bikurim, Shein Nechelim Chomoshav, that excludes Bikurim, it's not allowed to be eaten in any place, it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So right away, the Gemara says, save when they asked, Hari Matzah Sheni, Hari Ein Nechel Bechomoshav, Matzah Sheni is not allowed to be eaten in any place, it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the answer is that no, Roy Huli Padis Loyach B'Chamayshav, it's able to be redeemed and eaten anywhere. That's even once it's brought into Yerushalayim, and we know it's not allowed to be redeemed then. However, if it becomes Tameh, it could be redeemed, and then it could be eaten anywhere. So Mitzvah, since it has this potential to be able to be eaten everywhere. Therefore, one can be Yotzei L'Chiv of Maaser Sheni. However, Bikurim is not allowed to be redeemed, so you can't be Yotzei L'Chiv of Matzah with it. Now, Rabban Bar Chiya Abaye, he asks as follows, Me'ata, now that we just said this, Halakuach B'Kasav Maaser Sheni Tamei, something that was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni that was Tamei, Kirab Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'il Ve'inei Re'eli Padois, since according to Rabbi Yehuda, such a thing is not allowed to be redeemed, Uliach B'Chaim B'Yishav, and eaten in any place, Ein Yotzei Bayi. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, one should not be allowed to be Yotzei with it. Now, this is being posed as a question, and we don't have an answer to it. Chafaf on Beis on top, we have another question, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Bayi, Me'ata, based off of this, Chalas Isas Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, Chala from a dough of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, meaning a person of Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim, he made it into a dough, he separated a portion, that's Chala, he gave it to the Kayin, so Ha'il Ve'in Ru'ili Padis Lech B'Chom Ve'ishav, since that's not able to be redeemed and eaten in any place, because if it becomes Tameh, we know that Chala has to be burned if it's Tameh, it can't be redeemed, so such a thing's not able to be eaten in any dwelling place, Ein Yotzei Ba, one shouldn't be able to be Yotzei with it. And yet another discussion about this, Yachl, you might think, Yotzei Dei Chavas M'Chalis Toid Rukikei Nazir, that a person should be able to be Yotzei the Chiv of Matzah with Chalis Toid and Rukikei Nazir. We know the one who brings either Karban Toida or Karban Nazir has to bring certain breads, and those breads really are Matzah. So you might think that one would be able to be Yotzei the Chiv of Matzah with these things from the Toid or the Nazir, and to that, Talmud Lamed the Pasuk says, Shivas Yame Matzah Stechelu, you should eat Matzah for 7 days. What does that tell us? Matzah Nechel is called Shiva, one can only be Yotzei the Chiv of Matzah with Matzah that could be eaten for 7 days. Whereas Yotzei Chalis Toid Rukikei Nazir, it excludes these breads from the Toid and Nazir, She'en Nechelim Kol Shiva, they can't be eaten for 7 days. That's because a Toid and Nazir have a time limit that they're allowed to be eaten in. And after that time limit, which is really 1 day, it becomes nicer and it's not allowed to be eaten. So since it can't be eaten for 7 days, one can't be Yotzei the Chiv of Matzah with it. Now we just have two memras about this. Rabbi Yoina says, B'Shem Rav Shimon Lakish, Mimash Nechel Chalis Toid Rukikei Nazir B'Chol Ari Yisrael, from the fact that we see the Chalis Toid and Rukikei Nazir could be eaten in all cities of the Yidden, specifically referring to the time period when the Mishkan was in Noivin Gevain, so private karbanis were allowed to be brought on private bamais, and so those chalas toid and rukikei nazir were allowed to be eaten in all the cities. So because of that, loitzar hashena loitzian mimayshav, the pasuk didn't need to, meaning it wasn't able to exclude them from the pasuk of mayshav, which we had before in Amud Aleph that told us that matzah has to be able to be eaten in all cities. Because this matzah is able to be eaten in all cities, rather the only way we were able to exclude chalas toid and rukikei nazir was because of this pasuk shivas yamim matzah techelu. We have a very similar statement b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish, just a little bit different. Rav Yosef says b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish, Zayse Meris, this tells us shenechul chalas toid rukikei nazir b'chol Eretz Yisrael, the chalas toid rukikei nazir were allowed to be eaten in all cities. Why is that? Loitzar hashena loitzian mimayshav, that's because the pasuk didn't exclude them from mayshav. In other words, the way Rav Yosef is quoting Rish Lakish is that before we had this pasuk that excluded chalas toid rukikei nazir from being able to be used as matzah, one did not necessarily know that they were allowed to be eaten in all other places. However, once the pasuk excludes chalas toid rukikei nazir from being used as matzah from shevas yom and matzos techelu, and it didn't exclude them from the pasuk of mayshav, that clearly tells us that chalas toid rukikei nazir are allowed to be eaten in all other cities. Now we just discussed these two things we keep on mentioning. Nicha, chalas toida. This is all good by chalas toida, that they're allowed to be eaten in all cities. That's because a carbon toida is a private carbon, which is just simply donated. It's not a chayv, and therefore it's allowed to be brought on a private bama anywhere. So the chalas toida are also allowed to be eaten anywhere. However, rukikei nazir, what about these rukikim of a carbon of a nazir? Loikein amar Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, less kind nazirus, then nazirus is not included in this, because nazirus chayvahi, the carbon of a nazir, is really a chayv, and since it's a chayv, it's not to be brought on a private bama, which means Mela, it's not to be eaten in all cities. How could we say that it is allowed to be? So Amar of Bon Bar Kana, he suggests that Tiftar, we could explain Shakar Chatas b'Shiloi, that the Nazir had brought his Chatas in Shiloi, then Shiloi was destroyed before he had the chance to bring his island Shlamim. So then Ilasayu Shlamov b'Noivin Givain, he subsequently brought his island Shlamim in Noivin Givain, and in that situation, that since he had already brought his Chatas in Shiloi, which where he was allowed to, so regular island Shlamim, of course that's allowed to be brought in Noivin Givain, so he's allowed to eat that matzah anywhere. However, Chananya and Rabbi Ezra, Bon Kumir Amana, they asked him from Ramana, Loikin Amar Rebbe B'Shem Rabbi Yosa, didn't Rebbe say the name Rabbi Yosa, the Shalmi Chagiga Abayim B'Bama K'sherim, that the Shlamim of Yamtif, which are brought on a Bama, are Kasher, Ela Shloi Ol Balam Shem Chayva, they just don't count for the owners as their Chayv, which means a person on Yamtif, on the Shal Shrigalim, has to bring Shalmi Chagiga, and if a person brought them on a Bama, it's Kasher, it's not like it's possible, you're allowed to eat it, but it's not counted as the Chayv of the person's Shlamim. As it would be the same thing by the Ayla and Shlamim of the Nazir, even though he brought the Chatas and Shiloi, which was allowed to be done, and he brought the Ayla and Shlamim and Ivan Givan, which is also okay, that still doesn't count as his Ayla and Shlamim for his Nazirus, which means the Mela, the Rukikim that are brought along with it, are actually not allowed to be eaten at all, because it's not considered like he's bringing his Chayv. So we're back to square one. What's the case where we're allowed to eat Rukikim Nazir, B'chol Ari Yisrael? I'd rather we suggest Rabbi Yehuda must be like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, as we just saw in Amud Aleph and a number of times before as well, Chatas u'Pesach liyachid b'amigdayla, in Chatas Pesach liyachid b'amigtana, that a carbon Chatas and Pesach Pesach, we brought a Bama Gdela, not a Bama Ketana, and that clearly tells us that a Chatas, a carbon that a person has to bring as a Chayv, as an individual, is allowed to be brought in the Bama Gdela, and so therefore we have no issue with a Nazir. A Nazir could bring his Chatas and Ayla and Shlamim on the Bama Gdela, and then those Matzahs would be allowed to be eaten anywhere. However, says the Gemara, we don't have to limit this understanding to Rabbi Yehuda. Loy Asya El Krib Shimon. We can actually say it's going to Krib Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Rabbi Shimon says, Mikimin Shenizrak Al of Echemin Adamim, once one of the bloods of one of the carbonas had Zrika done to it, it was sprinkled on his Beach, Hutar Nazir Biyayin Tamil Mesim. The Nazir ready now is mutter with wine and to become Tamil Mes. This is Shita Rabbi Shimon holds in regards to the three carbonas of a Nazir. He holds that as long as one of the carbonas was brought and the Zrika happened with the blood on the Mizbeach, so that already removes his din of a Nazir. Mimele, he's allowed to drink wine, he's allowed to become Tamil Mes, he's not considered a Nazir at all, and the remaining carbonas are just considered Nadava. So it'd be the same thing over here regarding our Nazir, that he brought his Chatas when Shiloh was around, then it was destroyed, and the only carbonas he has left is his Oil and Shlamim, but that's fine because he's not considered a Nazir anymore. His Oil and Shlamim are considered 100% Nadavais, they're simply carbonas that he's donating, and therefore he's allowed to bring them even on a Bama Ketana, and of course eat those Rikikim anywhere he wants, and this is even according to the Rabbanon. We're going to stop it for the day, I pick up tomorrow with our last discussion of Bamais, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.